Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
There are some new developments in the Gabby Petito case. Jim Ryan is following. Jim, this has to do with Brian Laundrie, who remains missing, and now there's an arrest warrant for him.
Yeah, there is an arrest warrant for him because a federal grand jury in Wyoming has returned an indictment against him, accusing him of credit card fraud, apparently going out and making purchases of around $1,000, we presume, although it doesn't say specifically, using Gabby Petito's credit card. So it's almost like going after Al Capone on tax evasion because of other crimes he may have committed. This sort of starts the process towards some cause to hold him once he is located, assuming that he's located. That search does continue again today, Susan, in Florida. Those searchers, for a fifth day, will return to the 23,000-foot swampy wildlife preserve to try to find Brian Laundrie.
Yeah, the way that search is unfolding, what can you tell us about any updates there are? Yesterday, I believe it was, you were telling us a little bit about the terrain. I mean, does not seem friendly for anyone, whether they're searching or even just navigating that themselves.
Yeah, really difficult terrain. It's largely flooded, a bunch of bike trails and lots of swamps, lots of animals out there that are not too friendly toward humans. You know, some speculate that Brian Laundrie might have gone hiking out there and was killed by an animal or something, but or whether he might not have gone there at all. They've been using a forward-looking infrared FLIR on helicopters to try to find any heat signature that might indicate a person down there in that swampy area. But at least for now, they just haven't found much of anything, Brian.
You know, on the $1,000, unauthorized purchases that he made on her credit card, did they say what he purchased?
No, they just say that the total, and apparently it was several purchases because the indictment says that $1,000 in aggregate purchases. So presumably there were different things that were bought in the time between her disappearance, Gabby Petito's disappearance, and the time that Brian Laundrie ended up back at his parents' house in Florida.
Have these charges changed at all how involved or helpful his parents have been?
Well, no. And some legal experts are saying that they could be looking at serious trouble if, in fact, the police question them and it turns out that they've withheld some information about their son's whereabouts. We already know that they waited a couple of days before telling the police that he had gone off on this hiking trip in the nearby Carlton Wildlife Reserve. So, yeah, they could be looking at some serious trouble with or without this indictment.
Hey, Jim, we appreciate the update. Jim Ryan following the latest developments in the Gabby Petito case.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.